بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، ما بعد. فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. With regards to the importance of the sunnahs of Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we cannot stress it enough, as we have mentioned over and over. Allah give me the reality and all of us, that the only way to reach Allah Ta'ala is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Without Muhammadur Rasulullah, it is impossible, and a person will never able to reach Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that most outstanding example concerning which our elders, Mawlana Abrarul Haq Sahab rahmatullah alayh, who was very, very particular with regard to sunnah. So much so that when he visited our country many times, the moment he used to walk in the masjid, he used to notice where the tasbihs are kept on the floor, he used to get upset. He says, you're using this to read Allah's name and you just throw it down on the floor. When he used to hear the muazzin giving azan, immediately he used to take stock of the imam. It's so long, this muazzin is giving azan and you still never correct it. Like, and many times we think the azan of the Haram Sharif is correct, but that azan is not correct, because they're pulling so long. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, or hayya ala salah. So Hazrat says, it's like if somebody's name is Ibrahim or Ismail, and you call him Ibrahim, what do you say? You're making a mockery of me. So he says, you're making a mockery of Allah's name, and you're not worried. So he even wrote to the authorities of the Haram, and he said, so in the beginning when he wrote, they corrected it. But after that again, laxity. So similarly, when he came here on one occasion also, he showed us that how we neglectful in reciting Quran Sharif or Tajweed. But other things then we, so they had to go into a lift in one place. So you think, kaha jana, left me jana. So he was very jalali, so the student, his murids were scared to just tell Hazrat anything same time. So he says, kaha, left kaha hai, left kaha hai. So about 3-4 times when he said it, and one of the close murids had little courage and he said, Hazrat, left nahi, left hai. So he said, acha, I also know that. But I want to show you, you're also worried about your English must be said right. But when you read Quran Sharif, then you don't worry how you read Quran Sharif. So that's how he used to teach us. So Hazrat was very, very particular with regard to the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So all these things we see, like we have to learn our salah, we have to learn our azan, all has to be done according to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we only will get the barakat of it. We don't get the barakat of azan also because it's not done according to sunnah. So that azan, whether it's really accepted or not, Allah Ta'ala knows. So it is extremely important. Yes, if a person made effort and his tongue is something Allah Ta'ala has created him such, then it's a different aspect. So it's extremely important. We don't take it lightly that it's just sunnah. That is also a very, very dangerous thing. One person went to one buzurg, and the buzurg told him about a certain matter, and he said, this is the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So after a few minutes then, he said, Hazrat, lekin yeh sirf sunnah hai, it's just sunnah. So Hazrat said, yes, it is sunnah, but your lehja, your tone is kufr. So indeed, according for us, the fuqaha have declared certain things, wajib, sunnah, nafal, but sahaba radiallahu were not like that. Like Hazrat says, when you get the love of Allah, then knowledge is not to cut corners. Knowledge is to increase your devotion to Allah. that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, even the death, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sahaba was so staunch on sunnat, that you get two types of sunnat. One is the sunnat that you have to practice upon. And one are those sunnats which are the natural habits of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which you call sunnat-e-adiyah. The natural habits you don't have to practice. But Sahaba radiallahu anhu, not only sunnat-e-huda, that is those sunnats that will guide you to Allah, that you must practice on. But even the habits of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Once Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu was going with his khadim, with his assistant on his journey. So they were on the road, traveling with camel, whatever. So he had a hajat to relieve himself. So they stopped. He went under one tree, and that those days were not toilets like us today, etc. Today we have gone far worse. We're supposed to be relieving ourselves in the open field. Then on a flat toilet, now we've gone like all chairmen. That's why now everybody is a mufti also, in the masjid also, because you are chairman in the toilet, now you think now you can, and you can tell the mufti that why you didn't accept this moon sighting and that moon sighting, that's not your business. That is their business. That is how we have stooped so low and think our deen is so cheap. But in your field, if you are a lawyer or doctor and we tell you why you're prescribing this, we'll tell you it's not your field. So deen is not so cheap. So anyway, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar Rajna was traveling, he had to relieve himself, he went, he relieved himself, he came back. And then they hardly went a long distance, maybe another 100, 200 meters ahead they went. He stopped again. And then again he went under one tree and went to sit. Then when he came back, his khadim, his assistant said, Hazrat, you just went just now to relieve yourself. I don't think you could have had an urge again so quick. How come you went again? He says, I was traveling with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on the same road. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stopped at this point and went under that tree and relieved himself. So I want to imitate that. Now imagine that was not necessary. But so much love for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Like Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, that even if there was no sawab for sunnat, just the mere fact that it is the beloved of Allah, why shouldn't you follow him? So like you are saying, Hazrat Mawlana Abrahul Haq Sahab Rahmatullah Ali puts it so beautifully, that sunnat ka tariqa, ashal tariqa hai. The sunnat way of life is the most easiest way of life. Today we made our life so complicated and we say life is difficult. We don't need a dining room suite, but we think that is necessary. Now you got mehman, there's only 6 chairs. Now the 2 came again, now you say, hey, it's awkward. Where are we going to put them? Sunnat on the floor, you're sitting on the floor, 8-10 people are sitting, another 3-4 came. So easy, you can just put them in. Then sunnat ka tariqa, akmal tariqa. You might think it's the easiest, but it's not complete. He says it's the most perfect way of life. You see our salam, you say assalamu alaikum, there's dua, there's so many things in there, guarantee everything. But today we've gone into hello and hi and all that, so there's no respect amongst children and this thing. Hi mom, hi dad, where we gone high, that's why we gone into all intoxicants and drugs are so common in the houses today. And then he says, sunnat ka tariqa, ashal tariqa hai, akmal tariqa hai, aur sunnat ka tariqa, ahsan tariqa hai. The most beautiful way of life. Anything you want, beauty, you want to be, do it in the best way, it can't be a better way than the sunnat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Allah give us tawfiq, and this is in every aspect of our deen, internal life, external life, Allah give us tawfiq. Alhamdulillah, we came to that part of the kitab, where we came to the end, and that a person realizes now, Allah Ta'ala has given me this great, great occasion, that Allah Ta'ala has allowed a useless servant like me to be present in the court of Allah, the kings of kings, and allowing the most poorest of poorest person to come in his court. We ourselves, we see our condition is Even you are just an ordinary person, but a beggar comes at your door, especially if he's got torn and tattered clothes, and he looks like a poor street man, then you don't even want him to come close to your step. And you don't even want him to come in your yard. You say, who told you to come inside? So, Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allahu Akbar. Without begging Allah, and that is one name of Allah is Zul Jalali wal Ikram. That Allah is Kareem. Allah says, Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. That, O human being, I made you the best of creation. But you fell into deception with regard to your Rabb who's Kareem. Now you think that you are controlling the world. You are the important man. If you don't go to the business, how it's going to run? If you don't go to the office, who's going to run the office, etc.? Allah says you are in total deception. That a Kareem one, there's four beautiful meanings Allama Alusi Baghdadi Rahmatullah Ali has mentioned. But one of it is, الَّذِي يَتَفَضَّلُ عَلَيْنَا بِدُونِ إِسْتِحْقَاقٍ وَمِنَّةٍ. That great being who favors you with such bounties without you deserving it. And without you even begging Allah Ta'ala for. We don't deserve to be human beings. And sadly, like Allah Ta'ala says, I made you all human beings, but you fell into deception. So many of us are such that we are a human being in human skin, but we are worse than animals. And thus Allah Ta'ala says, لَهُمْ قُلُوبُ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. Look at them. I gave them brains, I gave them hearts, but they're not using it. Like the scientists, one scientist told one of our great akabirin, Mawlana Shabir Ahmad Usmani Rahmatullah Ali, that Allah Ta'ala has sent you all here, that Allah says, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Ponder in the heavens and the earth, and the creation of the skies and all that. So you people are still on earth and we went to the moon. So elders, when you got the love of Allah and you Allah Ta'ala, the more taqwa you got, the more Allah opens your mind. Allah Ta'ala will give you what is al-furqan. You'll be able to differentiate immediately. And you'll be able to give a person answer very quickly. So Allah told him, that Allah Ta'ala told us to ponder in the heavens and the earth to find Allah. We are on the earth and Alhamdulillah we found Allah. And what is the sign that you found Allah? إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. That Allah, only you I will bow down to. I am your slave and I accept wholeheartedly I am your slave. You people claim, whether your claim is right or not, you went to the moon, you all went so high, but you still didn't find Allah. And that is why our Shaykh puts it so beautifully, that a person today, he claims that I got my master's degree. I got a PhD. But if you got a PhD, like Muslim scientists also, they got PhD, but they got atheistic ideas. And they will tell us, follow this protocol, etc., which is totally contrary. And if you don't follow that, you'll die. Allahu Akbar. That's another subject, we can't go into all that details. But, so if you got a PhD and you haven't recognized that the giver of life and the sustainer of life and Allah who wants to take your life is not your covered anything. إِلَىٰ أَجَلِ مُسَمَّى. Before you came in the world already, the moment your sperm of your father entered your mother's womb and Allah decided now this child must be made, already your life was written. So it's not all that's covered and all that. Those are excuses. Because Malakul Maud said, Ya Allah, you gave me a very difficult job. That people will hate me. That I'm taking their family. Allah says, don't worry, we'll camouflage it. People won't even know you doing the work. They'll say, what happened? Like we see a person passed away, what? He had a heart attack. Not heart attack. And like Hazrat says so beautifully, one friend said, we're too worried of heart attack today, we're not worried of mort attack. That is the real attack we have to be worried about. So a person should realize, so if you got a PhD, but you haven't recognized Allah, then what is that PhD actually? Permanent head damage. Now you are madman. You don't know even, you don't even recognize you Allah. And in Urdu it is even more beautiful. Phera hua dimag. Your mind is upside down now. And we see, like Hazrat says, how we think. Whereas Salah teaches us Tawheed. That year, now when you're coming to the end of Salah, you are coming now, Allah gave you that great honor, Allah gave you that great respect, and you realize a useless servant like me, and where was I sitting? In the court of the kings of kings, and directly I was talking to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And this reality should be in our heart. Imam Shafi rahmatullahi says, you take a qasam after you perform salat, that I spoke to Allah and Allah spoke to me, your qasam is correct. It's not. And similarly, with the tilawat of Quran Sharif, that is also how we learn salah. We have to learn how to recite Quran Sharif. That when you pick up the Quran Sharif, think, this is the kitab of my Allah. Ikramah ibn Abu Jahl, his father was wretched. Allah gave him hidayat. When he used to pick up the Quran Sharif, he used to kiss it and fall unconscious. He used to come back to his senses, then he used to kiss it again and he said, Haza kalamu Rabbi. This is the word of my Allah and I'm holding Quran Sharif. And then they used to recite. Me, myself, we reciting Quran, and especially now with the social media, we reading on the phone, which is not appropriate at all. Muftis might say it's permissible. But it's not appropriate. When you don't hold the kitab of Allah, then you don't have respect for that. So a person should avoid that totally. But while you're reading, you know yourself, just one message came, you are reading an ayat, middle of the ayat you'll stop. And you'll go to the message. Or you'll go on to another site, etc. And Allah was talking to you. Allahu Akbar. Imagine your shaykh is talking to you, and you just hear a click in your pocket and you turn around. What? He won't turn his attention. Allah will turn attention totally away from us. And that is why Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala warns us that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most kind, rahmatul lil alameen, is the embodiment of mercy we send to salvage you. You were lost, you like how we are saying, Allah says, we are human beings. In human skin, but animals. We got brains, we're not using our brains. لَهُمْ قُلُوبُ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِيَا وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنُ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِيَا. And this is all my own address, I'm talking of myself. Each one, we can think of our own condition. وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنُ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِيَا. We got eyes. But the eyes Allah taught us, I taught you how to use the eyes. أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنِ وَلِسَانًا وَشَفَتَيْنِ وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ. I gave you two eyes to see the two parts, which is the part to Allah, which is the part to Shaitan. But you are just looking at the part of Shaitan, you're not looking at the part of Allah, and we're getting lost. So Allah says, it's like you're not using your eyes. And we tell that to our children also, that you got no brains, what you did. Or you can't see what you did. But we don't tell ourselves. And this is the Islam. When you come in the company of the Mashaykh, we are taught that our nafs, ourself, we must talk to ourselves. That what's wrong with you? Abdul Rahman, you got the audacity, you're going to bear the fire of Jahannam. Allah says, Soma asbarahum ala nar. What has given them that cut that they can bear the fire of Jahannam? Allahu Akbar. So, but when you get the connection of Allah, then you see even a young man. In the earlier days, they were not darulums like this. Students had to go to the ustad. They had to find a place to sleep in a masjid and get so that they can earn a little for their food, etc. Then go to the ustad's house, go and study, and come back and then do the study in the where they're staying in the masjid, a small room, etc. So there was one student like this, who, alhamdulillah, was very dedicated, and like Allahu Akbar, it is mentioned in the earlier days, in the time of Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, Darulum Dioban, from the principal right to the guard at the main gate, all of them were sahib-e-nisbat. They all had connection with Allah. everyone. So if the ustad has got connection with Allah, and the student got connection with Allah, then that lesson is not just passing on the lesson. Then Allahu Akbar. Shah Taula Bukhari rahmatullahi used to say so beautifully, jo be'ish jo parta hai Bukhari, aata hai Bukhar usko nahi aati Bukhari. A person who hasn't got the love of Allah Ta'ala and he studies Bukhari Sharif, he'll get fever. He won't know what is Bukhari Sharif all about. And sadly today, everyone in our homes also, we got English Bukhari Sharif, we got English Riyadus Salihin, so we think now we big muftis, that we can, you'll get fever. And not only we getting fever, we getting spiritual fever, which our iman, we don't know, I'm losing my iman. If you say, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, that time is going to come in my ummat, that people will be sitting in halqa and opening the English Quran Sharif, and ordinary people, they can't even, Daya Sahib says it's so nice, you can't write your name in Arabic, but you want to give a fatwa, and you want to ask, I think, so you'll be sitting in halqas, and today, Allahu Akbar, on a WhatsApp groups, women are also saying, no, we're benefiting. We sit in our groups, and then we open the Quran Sharif, we read the ayat, wow, or the, whoever is the leader, and then they'll ask, what's your opinion of this ayat? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you give your opinion on anything on deen, then first make your abode in the fire of Jannah. Even whether your opinion happens to be correct. Hazrat Tanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, forget Quran Sharif, great mujaddid, Allah sends every 100 years, a person to reform our deen, take out all the filth that comes in. That as the time goes, then customs come in your deen, and all bid'at, etc. Anything that is against sunnah is bid'at in deen. So we don't realize, and we just carry on, and we think we in deen, but we far from deen. So Hazrat Tanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, somebody came to ask him, Hazrat, what is your opinion in this masala? He got angry. And what a mujaddid, he was the reviver of the time. He said, you're asking me opinion of deen. Deen is the law of Allah. It's the command of Allah. How can I give opinion of deen? So when we, this is tawheed, the oneness of Allah, Rabbul Izzat, namaz is to build this tawheed, this oneness of Allah Ta'ala. Then you don't bow down to anybody besides Allah. Like Hazrat is saying here at the end, now when you realize that great king has allowed me, and who gave me my life, who is sustaining my life, who made me a asraful makhlukat, and now I have to live up to that standard. Allah gave us the choice, and not just a choice. Today that's another problem we have in society, that parents, they say, we can't force our children. No, Allah, you have to give them a choice in such a way that you sternly tell them, take this choice. Not just say, no, this is your choice. Allah Ta'ala showed us the choice, but Allah Ta'ala told us, take this choice. That is, confirm your choice to Jannah. Now if you're stubborn, and you're arrogant and obstinate, and you take the wrong choice, then what do you deserve? Then you deserve a punishment. Like a father who's very, very kind, and he gets angry, and somebody asks, why your father got angry? He doesn't harm a fly. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala, when Allah gets angry with us, that means we have committed a terrible wrong. Allah is Arhamar Rahimeen. That is why in the beginning Allah Ta'ala told us, don't fall into deception. Come into Salah, and when you recite your Surah Fatiha, remember, Allah didn't need to create us. Allah is Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Both words might be translated the same. That Allah is most merciful. Allah is most gracious. But look at our ulama-i-kiram. What knowledge Allah has given them. And according to piety, as you become more connected to Allah, the secrets of Quran Sharif just open up to you. And you are astonished at what Allah is telling us. So Ar-Rahman is that mercy of Allah which is Rahman ad-Dunya wa Rahimahuma. It is the general mercy in this world also. that every creation of Allah enjoys those that mercy. Whether it's animals, whether it's atheists, whether it's kuffar, whether it's Muslims, everybody. We see a person say, says, I don't believe in God, but he's getting his water, he's getting his food, he's getting his oxygen, all free of charge. So that is Allah's sifat of Rahman, that it is general. And Rahman is that mercy of Allah that has got maybe some pain in it also. For example, you're sick, you need to go for operation, they will cut you up. After that you say, I still have pain, etc. But Allah gives you cure. So it's the mercy of Allah that Allah has made the arrangement, that Allah has made you to go to a doctor, etc. But when you got tawheed, before you even go to the doctor, you will make dua. That Allah, if it is necessary, let me go to the doctor. Today, small, small things. And this is the nahusat of not putting our trust in Allah and having medical aid. Because I got a medical aid, one small pain, I must run to the doctor. Hakimul Ummat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi says, when you don't have any problem, why go to the Hakim? Why go to the doctor? Don't go. It's not necessary. But today, small, small things. And now it's not a matter of going to the doctor, you're going to a whole conglomerate. It's a whole this thing. Sadly today, because we don't have tawheed, the oneness of Allah, we're living in a world of unscrupulousness. That doctor, because he's in that clinic, he has to serve all the other doctors. For no reason he has to send you for a blood test, that doctor has to send you for another neurologist, he has to send you, and there are many incidents we have come to hear directly from the doctors. One doctor had his surgery in one clinic, they said from end of this month, you can't, say why? Say, you're not servicing, you're not sending the patients to go to other tests, to the other doctors, so they're not benefiting, you're not benefiting the clinic. So it's not a, sadly, it's not a, we have become worse than animals, where a human being supposed to have feeling for animals. Today we don't have feeling for fellow human beings, so what we are? We haven't got tawheed. When you got tawheed, then you'll have feeling for even animals. And that is what Allah loves. That my slaves, and we know the famous incident in the hadith, a woman, unfortunately, was earning a living by selling herself, committing evil, prostitution. But one day she came by a well to drink water. She was very thirsty. And when she came to that well, she happened to see a small dog with its tongue out, panting. Immediately she realized, this dog must be more thirsty than me. And there was no bucket there, there was just a rope, there was no bucket to take out water, but fortunately she had leather socks. So she took out the socks, made a hole and put the string in, and dropped it into the well, and took out water for the dog, and gave the dog first to drink. Then after the dog drank, his tongue went in, she saw he was satisfied, now she drank. When she passed away, it was sawn in a dream that she was in Jannah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this woman is gone to Jannah. On the other hand, we think shaitan fools us with piety. There's a lot of wazifas, everything we read. But we haven't got insaniyat in us. A woman used to read tahajjud, everything, so lot wazifas. But the poor cat in the house is not getting food. And not even allowed to go out and look for food, just kept in the house. That woman, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, she is going to Jahannam. So Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us to understand the reality, that after you have realized that Allah Ta'ala has given me this opportunity to come build my connection with Allah, and this is what is tawheed, has to penetrate my heart, then again now you reiterate, and you say, Allah, I confirm, that إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. I won't bow down to anybody. I'll first turn to you in any matter whatsoever. Then you won't become disgraced. You won't go humble yourself and people talk about you or anything. Whether you are an alim or ever, you don't go and disgrace yourself. Even a wife won't become so humble in front of a husband and think that, no, he's looking after me. No, what is Allah's command, he'll give preference to death. A person won't humble himself in front of his boss, that what will happen to me. And when a person realizes this, Allah, but there are so many examples that our Dada Sheikh says, forget your own people, apno to kya ghairo tumhari ikram karenge. But today when Tawheed hasn't been established in our heart, our Salah we just reading up and down, the reality of Salah hasn't come. So now we are too worried that our sustenance rosy comes from outside sources. We have forgotten Allah is Razak, Allah is the one who feeds us. And Allah has commanded us that I have sent you in the world, وَعْمُرْ أَلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. That is, command your family. But before you command your family, you have to be a practical example. And see that if salah is in your house, there will be goodness in your house. لَا نَسْتَلُكَ رِزْكَ. We didn't tell you to come and work so hard for your rizq. You perform your salah. The moment you come for Fajr Salah, Allah Ta'ala has already commanded the angels, make his rosy easy for him. Then you see your day goes so easy, etc. And you can't imagine from where the sources come. So Allah Ta'ala make us understand and realize this reality. And we think that, no, we are humbling ourselves. I got this job, etc. But you lost your honor totally. You lost your respect totally. So that is why Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding that it is necessary to reiterate every time. That is why Allah is not calling us one time, two times, five times a day. Come and strengthen your iman. Otherwise for petty things we turn to somebody else. We think we got this contact, that contact, Allah. But all the contacts of the world can never help us. When iman penetrates the heart, then see, you don't turn to any contact. In the time of Harun al-Rashid, he was a pious king also, but there was a court order that three crooks, they did something wrong, so they have to be arrested. So that order was given to the police, go and get the three crooks. They went, they found only two. So they didn't find the third one, but they got the order, three people must come to the jail. So while they were walking, they saw a poor Allah wala, and they didn't know this is a pious man, they just caught him. So he says, where are you taking me? I didn't do anything wrong. He says, no, we have to take you because we need three people. And we only found two, we have to take you. So they took him. The two crooks that they took, they were all, like we say, old scallions, they had all their contacts and that they know how to get bailed out, etc. So they were put in jail, all three, this poor Allah wala also, this man, they didn't know what contact he got with Allah. So when those two, they made their contact and they got released from jail, he was still in jail. Then middle of the night, he performed his tahajjud and he said, Ya Allah, they had their contacts, they knew how to go out. I've been caught oppressively, and you my contact, O Allah. So you make the means to let me go out of jail. Middle of the night, Harun al-Rashid saw a dream that Allah Ta'ala is telling him that my friend is in jail, you go now with your ministers and go take my friend out of jail. With honor. Harun al-Rashid had to go, and with honor he came, and he released this person, and he said, I gave you now freedom. He says, you didn't give me freedom. If you didn't come and release me, you should have lost your kingdom. Allah Rabbul Izzat, my friend, sent you to release me. So these are very high stages, but if we perform our salah, and we realize Salah is that great gift that Allah Ta'ala is telling us, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. Put yourself, ask for the straight path. Now learn the straight path. Allah has showed us, ثَالِكَ الْكِتَابِ. Here's the Kitab-i Kareem, here's the Qur'an-i Kareem, and we should recite the Qur'an-i Kareem with this intention. One is, Ya Allah, this is your Kitab. This is your word. It is so great. As great as Allah Ta'ala is, that's how great Quran-e-Kareem is. So Allah, this is the book of Hidayat. You said this is the book of Hidayat. You said this is the book of Taqwa. This is the book of honesty. This is the book of sincerity. All the great, great qualities. Or first of all, becoming a human being. That myself I should think that I'm far from human qualities also. I first have to become a human being, then I can become a Muslim. Then I can become a mu'min. Then I can think of maybe becoming a wali of Allah Ta'ala. But unfortunately we haven't realized this, and we see sense of insaniyat. That was in the time of Jahiliyyah, the days of ignorance, when Allah sent Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to salvage mankind, that we have lost our sense of humanity. People were living worse than animals. Today we say we're living in a sophisticated world. Technologically we have advanced. But if we look at take the stock of the days of Jahiliyyah and today, we are so to say worse off than them. Because we are living in, so to say, we are intelligent fools. That you think you know, but you don't even know that you don't know. The evils that were taking place in society at that time, no respect for their mothers, no concern for the rights of women. We are the breaking it left, right and center. And then people are complaining, woman's right, this right. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to show us the rights of everybody. And this is what Salah will give us. Salah will give us to become a human being. Salah will make us a proper Muslim. Salah will make us a proper mu'min. But that Salah, that is not just an outward Salah. The outward Salah has to be, you have to get current. You got your Salah, you got your equipment, but you got no current, you got no connection. So this is why we have come here, to get this connection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you'll see a person, now he'll be concerned, that otherwise Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned clearly, that what is Salah? If a person doesn't read his Salah with concentration, and totally unmindful, then that Salah is thrown upon his head like a dirty rag. And imagine if Salah curses us, then what is our condition? We can see today my condition, that Salah is cursing us, so our masjid doors are closing. And people have become so obstinate that we feel an honor that I close the masjid. We feel an honor that I stop people from going to the masjid. So this type of Salah is extremely dangerous. So a person should realize, and the concentration of Salah, as we learned here, is not a difficult thing. Just do the course little and come in the company of the friends of Allah, then we'll see reality, how simple it is. That concentration, the bayan of Shah Ahmad Shaheed that we read here, Hazrat said concentration is so simple, that even in every posture, just for a second you thought I'm standing in front of Allah, that is concentration. Or you conscious that now I'm making qiyam, or I'm making ruku, that is concentration. And even better, you know what you're reading. You're concentrating that I'm reading Surah Fatiha now. And better that you know the meaning. Now you ponder slightly over the meaning while you're reading, that is concentration. Concentration is not absorption. It's not that a person doesn't know what's happening around him. That is not the object. That is not the khushu and khudu. Khushu is to be just present of mind that I am in the court of Allah. And Maulana Madani Rahmatullah Ali has made it so easy that even one time in your whole salah, even in the end if you came and whole salah you were unmindful, and at the end you came, you said, I was in the court of Allah. And 1 second that thought came, now it will be a salah of concentration. In other words, it will be just a past salah. Hopefully that salah won't be thrown on your face. But who just wants a bare past mark? Although we're living in that zamana now, the past mark just gets lower and lower. And that is the quality of life we have. So we shouldn't be in our deen like that. You see again, Hazrat Mawlana Abrahul Haq Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, on one occasion he was giving a bayan in and having a majlis in Bombay. Then he was explaining that the path marked as far as keeping your mustache is concerned is the best in the court of Allah. The highest degree is it must be totally clean. And you don't clean it with a razor, you can clean it with an electric shaver. So to keep it totally clean, that is what Allah loves, and that is what the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The path marked is you keep a mustache, but the whiteness of your lower lip, of your lip, mustn't be covered with your hair. Otherwise, if it goes slightly over, and we see many people, they take pride in keeping the mustache. So it goes over your lower lip, the whiteness of your lip, then it is not permissible. It is makruh tahrimi, which can go into haram. So there was a one youngster with his father who just got married recently. He was sitting in a majlis. He also had a mustache, and he had it, but his whiteness was, the mustache wasn't covering that. So in the majlis next to his father, he said, just little, not so loud, but he said, no, I'm happy, at least I got a second degree pass. So I just got a pass, that's fine. But his father was a father, he loved him. And he said, no, you're telling lies. And he said loud in front of Hazrat, that my son, he says, is happy with the second degree pass, but he's a liar because he just got married a few months ago. And when he wanted to get married, he didn't say, I'm happy with the second degree bride. He didn't say, I'm happy with second-hand furniture. He said, and he wanted everything of the best. Then Hazrat said, gee, bhai, you want to make your dunya the best, no problem. Have the best house, have the best car, everything. But at least it was halal. But why you want to make your deen second hand? Make your deen first class. Then you have dunya, then it won't be dunya, it will be deen. But we are just working for dunya and deen, it doesn't matter. I'm happy with this kind of namaz. I'm happy with that kind of thing. So we see the quality of life also. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding that at the end of namaz, now we reiterate and we beg Allah that only you, O Allah, will turn to. I won't become a beggar in anybody's court. I won't humble myself in front of anybody in the tent, going to beg by any person and going bowing down by his feet. Allah made that totally haram. That you just come to me and I will sort out your problem. And when the firmness of iman penetrates the heart, then a person will see that now when you performing salah at the end again, when you now, and what is, as we learned yesterday, that at the end of any ibadat, now you beg Allah for forgiveness. Salah, ibadat, work of deen has to bring humbleness in us. But when we don't have connection with Allah Ta'ala, then even the knowledge of deen brings pride in the heart of a person. And one of the biggest warnings Allah has given for those ulama who give bayan just for show, reading qiraat for show, Allah save me, all of us, that Allah will command a malaika, drag him on his face and take him to Jahannam. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize and understand that after we get this great gift, that now we may affirm, we affirm our promises with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a person has to do this course regularly, like Hazrat says, never ever think my islah is made. Never think I got an idea of what is connection with Allah. As you get little connection, you realize, hey, now you with all the sophistication now, you had the old plug, now you see all these new plugs on the market. Now you see I'm backward. So in deen, how backward we are. The dunya is totally backward. Deen is so advanced. But we are running away from advancement towards the backwardness. And you think you're going to a technology, you are progressing. You are becoming backward. You're becoming worse than animals. If you want to progress, go back to the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. 1400 years back, walk to the life of Medina Sharif of that time. Then you see, Allahu Akbar, that Allah Ta'ala now, you will enjoy your salah, that Allah didn't just give me faraz namaz, now after faraz, Allah gave another extra, so to say, faraz. That is our witr namaz. Hazrat says here, kamal e shafqat se, what extreme love and kindness is banda ki waase parwardigar ne teen rakat namaz witr mukarrar farmayi. Now Allah, what extreme kindness, my banda, you are eager, you have appreciated this ni'mat, take another 3 rakats of witr namaz. Now you won't think it's a burden, you'll be happy. Like today we got such a bonus day. A person will never have the slight feeling in my heart, hey, if Eid was today, then it's, otherwise our minds are so concocted, that is Jummah, it will be awkward. Allahu Akbar. You got a bonus Eid. Jummah is Eid and you got Eid again. This is, just shows that Allah is so appreciative, that Allah is shakur. Allah doesn't have to appreciate. And shakur alladhi yu'til ajral jazil alal amal il kaseer, who gives you a great reward on a small action. That alhamdulillah, outwardly myself, we appreciated that last year, masjids were locked, we couldn't make tarawih like this. Today, alhamdulillah, it was open. People came open-heartedly. Allah says, my banda, here's another present. Take 30 days, you hardly get 30 days. And then a bonus Eid, great night to night, plus the night of Jummah, plus the Allahu Akbar, plus the Eid namaz in the morning, plus the whole day, malaika will be just telling salam to you. So don't go waste all this now in getting involved in mixed gatherings at home and spoiling the, what a bonus Allah has given us. And then Allahu Akbar, how the next season is starting. Indeed, all good things don't come to an end. It increases. Like now you think, oh, Ramadan is over, great blessings are over. No, the moment Ramadan comes to an end, Allah says, my banda, you prepared and you packed your bags of taqwa. Now come to meet me. Al-Hajj wa shuru ma'lumat. The days of Hajj starts tomorrow. First of Shawwal. And that is why Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi, our Shaykh taught us that when the days of Hajj used to start, we thinking, hey, tomorrow is Eid. Now all the biryani, all the sweet meats, all that, their minds never used to really go to that. Although our Dada Shaykh says, what is Allah's command, you should be happy. Don't put on an artificial thing and, oh, now Ramadan is gone, I'm so sad. No, when Allah tell you keep roza, be happy to keep. When Allah tell you don't keep, you must be happy. Don't act like a buzruk that, no, I'm very sad. No, you shouldn't be sad for Allah's command. You should be happy to obey Allah's commands how Allah wants us to obey it. Not how our useless mind tell us. So that is why there's no logic in deen. So as the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali immediately is to make the dua on the first of Shawwal, that suna hai ke tere dard par tere aashiqo kya hujum hone wala hai. Agar ijazat ho to main bhi usme shamil ho. That, oh Allah, now we heard you gave open invitation, come to my house. So all your lovers will be now flocking to your house. But we didn't appreciate it myself. Now we got lockdown. Now you must take a vaccine to go to the house of Allah. But if we cry, and even our bodies are not there, but now our hearts should be connected more stronger to Kaaba Sharif. Read about Hajj, and talk about Hajj, and connect your heart with Hajj. And then the climax of Hajj is, after you have learned Tawheed, then Allah Ta'ala says, now I want to see my banda, whether you love me or you love your own life better. Whether you love me or you love your children better. So Allah Ta'ala says, now make qurbani. Let's see if you prepare to sacrifice yourself. And Allah doesn't, Allah asks for qurbani to test us. Allah doesn't take qurbani. So then Allah gave us this witr salah. And in witr salah now, namaz witr wajib hai, or upar qaul sahi. That Hazrat says that namaz of witr, according to the Hanafi mazhab, it is 3 rakat and it is wajib. Wajib is just like a 1 degree lower than farz. It's almost like farz. And then in this namaz, Allah gave us such a great gift, that dua-i kunut parna. This is a special dua of begging from Allah Ta'ala in the 3rd rakat. And Allahu Akbar. After the 3rd rakat mein ruku se pehle, kiraat ke piche wajib hai. That in the 3rd rakat, before going into ruku, to read this dua-i kunut is wajib. If you must it out, you must make sajda-i sahwa. And what is this beautiful dua? Allah, yesterday we read it, but just to get the brief tarjuma again, that, O Allah, Hey Allah, hum madad chahte hain tujhse, aur bakhshish chahte hain tujhse. O Allah, we ask your great help only from you, and we want all favors from you. That what is the greatest favor? That you say, I have forgiven you. And like the, on this morning, we should have yaqeen that Allah told the angels that tell all the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I have forgiven them. So we're going like a free, this thing. Allahu Akbar, criminals are freed. And then Allah Ta'ala says, "Or iman lai ham saath tere." Now you reiterate that, oh Allah, we bring firm iman in you again. And, or barosa karte hai ham upar tere. We only put our trust in you now. No trusting in anybody else. Even our mashayikh, they will teach us the road to Allah. But one shaykh told his murid, kisi par barosa mat rakho, mujh par bhi barosa mat rakho. Don't have trust on me also. You have your trust, so they teach us how to build our trust with Allah Rabbul Izzat. Or hum, tere aur tarif karte hai, tarif karte hai hum teri, aur shukar karte hai hum tera. And Allah, we only praise you. And we only make shukar to you, that you are so kind. Aur nahi inkar karte hai hum tera, aur dur karte hai, aur shor dete hai, hum usko, us kisi ko jo nafarmani kare. And oh Allah, we make your shukr, and we don't deny you in the least, but none of your commands. We might be weak, we not practicing, but oh Allah, we ask you for forgiveness. And those people, we distance ourselves from those people who want to break your commands. And here also our mashayikh has taught us what this means. This doesn't mean in action. A person is weak, your children or anybody, your family, they're weak, they're not even performing namaz. Doesn't mean now I distance them, I won't greet them, I won't know. This is with regard to itiqad, belief. If now any of your family members, your own father, anybody say, I don't bring iman, or I'm no more Muslim, then you distance yourself. In other words, although you still make dua, etc., but now you don't have real connection with him. But those that are just obedient, still encourage them. Keep them, and otherwise they will go far astray. And, hey Allah, tujhe ko hum poochte hai, aur tere hi namaz padte hai. We only worship you, we only make perform namaz for you, and sajda hum karte hai, aur tere taraf do, and we run towards you. Aur khidmat ko hazir hote, and we are ready to serve you, O Allah. Like Hazrat says so beautifully, if we become the servants of Allah and the workers of Allah, then on a day of Qiyamah, there's no customs. You won't be in a custom line. You'll be just walking in and out. So Allah Ta'ala, give us this reality, give us tawfiq. The lesson has been presented in a useless way. All Hazrat's barakat, Allah's fazl and karam. But the kitab is also available in English. Read over it again and try and go over it with the ulama, etc., and make the mashq of it. And the more we read it, we'll see the enjoyment of namaz can't be anything more enjoyable than anything in the world. Then we'll understand what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that the coolness of my eyes is in salah. This is a proverbial statement of ecstasy. I get the most enjoyment in salah because I'm with Allah, the creator of enjoyment. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. سبحان الله وبحمده